Disclaimer: this episode contains content that may not be suitable for all listeners. Please listen at your own discretion.
And then the meeting with the client went over by like 20 minutes, which made me late to my appointment downtown. It's just a bad day.
Well, I hope no one gave you grief for being late. It's not your fault the other meeting ran long. I hate seeing you so stressed at the end of the day. You work hard, and you don't deserve all the pressure that's put on your shoulders. Not to mention, you have kind of a hard time ever giving yourself permission to relax. But lucky for you, that's what I'm here for. To make sure you take the time you need to relax. To let it all go and just exist in the moment. And when you've had a day as tough as this one, I know there's only one thing that makes you totally, completely, let go. Bondage. Being dominated. Submitting to me and thinking of nothing else. I have to say, it's extremely hot that you like to relax by being tied up. I didn't get it at first. But you explained to me really well when I asked for clarification. When you spend all day at work, making decisions, and getting pushed to your limit, there's nothing more pleasurable than coming home and being told what to do. Having decisions made for you. Being able to trust someone else to take care of you for a change. It's our special way of relaxing. And I have a feeling you're in need of a long session tonight. Why don't you go relax, babe? I'll clean up the kitchen and meet you in the bedroom when I'm done.
Yes, sir.
You glance up from your plate and give me that look. I grin and give you a small nod. God, it gets me hard almost instantly when you call me that. I clean up as quickly as I can while imagining about 1,000 different ways of tying you up. And finally, I turn off the kitchen lights, walk down the hall, and join you in our bedroom. And there you are, spread out on our bed, with a submissive little pout and an impatient glimmer in your eyes. You've changed out of your work clothes and into high-waisted boy shorts and a black bralette. Oh, I love your style. It's so sexy. I stand at the edge of the bed and reach out, taking your chin gently in my hand before bending down to kiss you. I push my tongue between your lips, and you moan into my mouth. I pull back and take a couple of steps towards the closet. I feel your eyes on my back as I reach into our box of toys hidden in the corner beneath our clothes. Coils of soft black rope, leather cuffs, your absolute favorite thing to play with. I pick up the rope and make my way back to the bed. You bite down on your plump lower lip as I pull one end of the rope out of the coil. I can tell you want it bad. You know the rules. Use the safe word if you want me to stop or if you need to be released.
Yes, sir.
I guide you down to your stomach and straddle your torso. I take your wrists and place them at the small of your back and start winding the silky black rope around them. And just like that, like a switch is flipped, We both slide into our roles. So, you had a tough day at work, huh? Well, I've got something that'll make you feel nice. And relaxed. I bind your upper arms just below your breasts, which pushes them out. Just how I like it. And then I trail the rope down your long, luscious legs, tying knots at your upper thighs, your knees, and your ankles. I can tell how much you love this by those sweet little sounds you're making. I slip your favorite blindfold over your eyes and step away to admire my handiwork. You test out your bonds, writhing around on the bed as you turn over onto your side. Look at you, all tied up, nowhere to go. My cock is throbbing now, just hearing your little moans. I rub it through my pants as I watch you squirm. I pull your bra down and expose your perky breasts. I rub my thumb over one of your nipples, and it immediately responds to my touch. Oh, you like that? Huh? I pinch your nipple between my fingers, and I trail one hand slowly down your side, just letting you feel my touch, feel your helplessness. I pull my t-shirt off and toss it to the floor. You squirm at the sound of my belt buckle being undone as I strip off my pants. God damn. You're turning me on so much tonight. I give my cock a few more nice, long strokes. I know how much you love the feeling of rope, of being bound. You once told me it's like being held, secure and safe. I love that I can do that for you. I lean over you and draw my hand down your legs, slow and steady, before returning my attention to your breasts.
God, this feels so good.
I play with them some more, sucking on them, biting down on the sensitive flesh with my teeth. Are you getting wet, baby? Is all that rope making your pussy nice and wet for me?
Yes, sir. It's making me so wet.
That's what I like to hear. Now, how am I gonna fuck you tonight? You can't help but squirm with desire, tilting your head towards my voice and biting your lower lip again. God, you look fucking hot tied up for me, just waiting for me to fuck you. I could eat you out until you come all over yourself, or I could fuck you from behind, fast and hard, just how you like it. Or I could just keep you tied up and edge you over and over again.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.